The Emperor Pericet is a pious king. He is highly celebrated and is a first-class devotee of the personality of Godhead. He is a saint amongst royalty, and he has performed many horse sacrifices. When such a king is tired and fatigued, being struck with hunger and thirst, he does not at all deserve to be cursed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After explaining the general codes relating to the royal position and asserting that the king can do no wrong and therefore is never to be condemned, the sage, Samika, wanted to say something specific about Maharaj Pericet. The specific qualification of Maharaj Pericet is summarized herein. The king, even calculated as a king only, was most celebrated as a ruler who administered the religious principles of the royal order. In the Shastras, the duty of all castes and orders of society are prescribed, and the qualities of a Kshatriya, mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, 1843, were present in the person of the emperor. He was also a great devotee of the Lord and a self-realized soul. Cursing such a king when he was tired and fatigued with hunger and thirst was not at all proper. Samika Rishi thus admitted from all sides that Maharaj Pericet was cursed most unjustly. Although all the Brahmins were aloof from this incident, still, for the childish actions of a Brahmin boy, the whole world's situation was changed. Thus, Rishi Samika, a Brahmin, took responsibility for all deterioration of the good orders of the world.